is it somehow more subtle than the physical plane that we're on now? Or is it also a physical, grossly physical world like this? Or is it somehow more subtle than this world?
He says that the is the moon, the world of the moon, is it a subtle world or is it physical like this world?
Moon is physical, but everything has got its subtle conception. Physical existence also it has got, but as we are concerned, that is spiritual. This world, our conception of anything, that is a part of our experience, our feeling, that is spiritual. So everything is spiritual. And in this conception of spiritual, there is gradation. Our idea about the stone, idea about the fire, is not one and same. But our feeling about the stone, about the fire, about the air, they are the part of our consciousness. We know that. Beyond that, we have no capacity to understand. All spiritual.
Now, for example, on the Earth planet, on the Earth planet, there are beings that are there are beings that are ghosts that we cannot see, although they're physical. So I'm just wondering if on the moon they're sort of like a ghost, where we would not be able to see them, although physical.
Maharaj, on the Earth, the beings can be seen. On the Earth, the persons, the beings can be seen, the entities can be seen.
I don't follow. On the Earth?
Yes. We can see each other.
We can see?
Each other. We can see.
Each other.
Yes. But on the moon, are the bodies made of subtle substances that we can't see? Are they persons living there, residing there, that we can't see them?
Generally, the mental system, the three lok, the divide of body, but they have got a subtle body for enjoying. The body that we have experienced in our dream, in the mental world. But that is also part of our consciousness of different type. This material and the subtle. But with the lok, that means subtle, there is a mental system. The body that we meet with in our dream, that body lives in Chandra lok, moon. And that classes of mental body, which have affinity for the earthly enjoyment, they are again to come back here.
Thank you very much.
Bhajan, thank you very much.
Thank
you very much.
Oh.
One other question he has. The question is, jnana bala kriya, is that, does that correspond to satchit ananda?
Yes.
How?
Thinking, feeling and willing. Jnana bala kriya cha, thinking, feeling, willing, satchit ananda, this triple. Jnana bala kriya cha. Thinking, there is gyan, willing is ball, and feeling that is Kriya, Ladini, Sandhini, Sambit, and Ladini. Gan is thinking, feeling, willing in English philosophy. Thinking is Gan. Ball means willing. And the feeling is Kriya. Lajin.
Sometimes it's given as Jnana, Kriya, and Ichcha, and also sometimes it's given as Jnana, Kriya, and Dravya. So Ichcha I can understand is corresponding to will or Bala. I don't understand how Dravya corresponds to Bala.
What does it say?
Sometimes they say Ichcha, Jnana, Kriya, and sometimes Drabhya. Sometimes the word Drabhya is used.
Drabhya. Sometimes?
For Kriya.
For Kriya, Drabhya is used.
For Bala.
Eh?
For Bala.
Jagga.
No, Drabhya.
Eh?
Drabba.
Yeah.
Drabba.
That's what he says now.
No.
Maybe Drabba.
Well,
ask him.
The way it's spelled is Dravya.
Dravya. Dravya.
Huh?
Dravya.
Spell it.
Dravya.
Drabba.
Huh, Drabba. Maybe.
Drabba is extension of within.
Mm.
Sandhini.
Material.
Material. Dabba means material. Generally, that one comes from Sandhini. Sat. Sat. Chit. Gan. Ananda. Ladini. Kriya. Vidas, past tense. What books he has read? What are the books?
What books?
Swami Maharaj or Shrimad outside?
Chaitanya Chaitamrita?
I haven't read that yet. I'm starting
that.
Guru Maharaj is asking, what books have you read?
Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj's Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Was translation from Swami Maharaj?
Yes.
So you know there was that other question?
Not outside.
Not outside, no.
Do the three gunas correspond in a lower sense to those Jnana Bala Kriya?
The three gunas, Shatta, huh? Three guna, do they correspond to Jnana Bala Kriya?
Partially.
স্বাভাবিকই জ্ঞান বল ক্রিয়াচ স্বাভাবিকই জ্ঞান বল ক্রিয়াচ এই তিনটি তো হচ্ছে কি আপনার চিতের অন্তর্গত জ্ঞান বল ক্রিয়া এটা চিন্ময়ের অন্তর্গত সবটাই
চেতনের
আর যেটা ত্রিগুণ সেটা তো হচ্ছে কি
পারভার্টেড রিফ্লেকশন
পারভার্টেড রিফ্লেকশন
Well, does gyan correspond with one mode, ball to another mode, or it does not? It's not like that.
Na tinti aste pare.
Pardon me?
Oh, three.
Three perversion may come. And Shakta Guni Kriya Ache, Tinte Mix Ache. Shakta Te Kriya Ache, Shakta Te Gyan Ache, Shakta Te Bal Ache, Kintu Shab Parvarsan. Ekhan. Shabhi. Kriya Bolli Guner Je Kaat, Seti Hoche Kriya.
All three are within the mode.
Kriya, Viras.
They are perverted.
Absent.
All three are within Sattva.
Absent, the function of the potency. By which the Absolute distributes himself to the environment. Rajini Karan. Sukrup Krishna Kare Sukasradam. Bhakta Gane Sukhjita Rajini Karan. Kriya means the reaction of the service towards Krishna, coming towards the devotees to satisfy them in the jar. His self-distribution.
Arekta prashna ache,
Maharaj.
Huh? Arekta prashna ache. Kar. Oi Vaikunthanath.
What is that?
The one point of confusion for me has been that the Shastra describes the Brahmanda as 4 billion miles in diameter. Now that corresponds perfectly with the modern idea of the solar system. So I'm just wondering, is the modern idea of the solar system the Brahmanda, or is that modern idea completely wrong?
Which Shastra?
In other words,
which Shastra?
The Srimad Bhagavatam.
400 million
describes 4 billion.
4 billion miles.
Across. Now that corresponds perfectly with the dimensions given of the solar system. So
he
is it correct to understand the solar system as a Brahmanda?
He says that in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the Brahmanda is described as 4 billion miles in diameter. And the scientists, they have measured the solar system as 4 billion miles in diameter. Are we to understand that this solar system is a Brahmanda?
The whole experience is like a hypnotism. Whole hypnotism. One may see something, another may see that very thing in another way. So as the center likes to see anything, we are forced to do that. It is controlled from the center. When Sukadev, he is giving description of the world, he got his experience from up, and he is describing in that way, that way, and that is helping the distribution of his knowledge towards the world. So everything is controlled by the center from above. The one particular thing I may see some way, you may see some other way. If he wills, when Krishna he expressed his Vishwarup, all could not see. They are seeing Arjuna and Krishna, they are talking on the chariot. But Arjuna saw and Sanjaya saw Vyasaprasadat, I could see by the grace of Vedavyas giving proper information to Dhritarashtra. He was empowered. So Bhishan differs according to the desire of the controller of sight. It was easy to understand what is vision. Oh, sound, every experience. It is controlled by the center. When Krishna went to the assembly of Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, to try for a compromise between Pandava and the other party, Duryodhana party, then Duryodhana came to imprison Krishna, and the Dushasana came to tie him with a rope, and Krishna showed himself in such a way that they could not trace him who he is. He took such a shape, a form there, that all began to please about him, stop. At that time, Dhritarashtra, the blind man was there, hearing those prayers of Krishna. He appealed to Krishna, I hear that you have taken such a beautiful form, all around are chanting in your praise. I please grant me for the time being my eyesight. Remove my blindness that I can see you. For the time being, remove my blindness. Krishna told that to remove blindness is not necessary to see me. I say you see me and you will be able to see. Without removing the blindness, by order of Krishna, Dhritarashtra could see him. He told particularly that to remove blindness is not necessary to see me. The blind can see if he wills. So everything is controlled from the center. You see this in this way? Yes, I see this. Just as a hypnotizer. When Sukadeva is giving description, he is seeing the world in that way. And that was helpful to give delivery about the advices, the spiritual advices that he gave to the public. The outside is not the cause, but cause is inside of everything. It's controlled from inside.
So I want to thank you very, very much for giving me some time.
Maharaj, he says, I want to thank you very, very much for giving your time.
And thereby, what you achieve by giving thanking.
One moment, thank
you. This is not mine, this is coming from up. Ekumapakharam jastu guru shishye nivedait prasibhyang nasita drabvam jaddatta so arini bhavet. A single word what the spiritual master gives to the disciple, there is no other possible wealth in the whole of the world creation, by giving which he can be out of debt. That debt, the single word that comes from Guru to Shishya, no wealth ever conceived that can be compensation to your price to to that one word, single word. So what thinking will do there? A drop in the ocean. Everything is his. I cannot thank him. By giving thanks, I may not be cleared of the debt. I am also there. If I give me wholesale to him, that is also cannot clear his debt. So I am there. The key is there, every key. Key is there. So Guru or the spiritual guide is he. Ajarjong mang vijaniyat. He can give himself, none can give himself, him, to others. He is absolute, only he can give himself. There is no other agent that can give him. But whom he empowers, delegates that capacity, he can do on his behalf as his agent. So the scriptures have advised us to see the Acharya as his representation. Who is Acharya? Who can say properly about him? Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, all of same status. Guru is there where the dealing of the spiritual substance, there is Guru. Shiksha Guru ke to jani krishnera sarup. Antarjami and Bhakta Srashta Idu Idu. So from wherever that sort of knowledge is being important, it is cannot but his existence. The absolute as distributing himself. That is Guru's cap. Guru means absolute in the capacity of self-distribution. That is Guru. And a Paramahansa, this wholesale self-realized soul, he sees everywhere his Guru. All is as inspiring him for the service of Krishna. Everywhere. Everything is only advising him, helping him, reminding him about his master and service, surrounded by Guru. But in our ordinary case, we are surrounded by Maya. Maya. Maya means maja, what is not, misunderstanding. And Guru means proper understanding potency. Help us to for adjustment, proper adjustment. Everything, the whole environment is helping me for proper adjustment. More and more intensified adjustment. That is Guru. I am in the midst of Guru. All helping me for adjustment and to do my highest function. As a Sarup Shakti, they are all my guardian. When I enter, Vaikunthi Prasidvati Sakuri Chinmay, the whole plane is made of spiritual reality, consciousness, and they are superior consciousness than myself. I am Tatastha consciousness, marginal, and they are internal consciousness, all Guru. I am to live in the midst of Gurus. By their guidance, they utilize me for the service of Krishna. It is their credit that with a straw even they can serve Krishna. I am like a straw, a blade of grass, but it is their credit they can utilize this straw for the service of Krishna. Such is my position, dependent position, Sarup Shakti. The internal potency of Krishna is such. Utilize everything. Even a son, even Uddhava, the greatest devotee, he aspires after a life of a grass or a shrub in Vrindavan, that he can get the feet dust of the gopis. So you can draw a drop of water or a particle of sand in Vrindavan, all conscious and all fortunate jiva, and they are rendering service in Sanparasa there. And Dasya Vatsala Madhura, so many type of services there. But all service searching for the satisfaction of the center. So satisfaction. Properly harmonized there. Even a particle of sand in the spiritual world, he drinks on service for the satisfaction of the center. Nothing is useless. Everything has got its utility, however of lower conception that may be. That is Goloka Vrindavan. Sweet. The absolute sweetness is every particle is sweet and desirable. Bhumi Chintamani, kya se Brahma Sangita? Tuya Mamatang, the water is nectar, and the creepers and trees, they are Kalpavriksha. They represent to satisfy the necessity of the devotees in any way they want. A novel conception beyond our expectation and our intelligence.
Guru Maharaj.
আমাকে একটু জল দিতে হবে সিকি গ্লাস খাবার জল তখন
জল দিচ্ছি
কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
গুরু মহারাজ ওয়ান কোয়েশ্চেন
Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha
means beyond limitation.
Jhol.
No measure, beyond measurement. Vaikuntha. It cannot be measured. Everything of infinite possibility. Now, Vaikuntha Nath, the Lord of the infinite, and His servant, you are. So your prospect is limitless, everything limitless. You are connected with that. To live in the infinite.
Homeopathy ওষুধ হা করলি না জিম না জিম বার করতে হা করলেই হবে হয়েছে
Inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan are unaware that they are situated in the highest perfection.
This is
a very interesting concept. They are unaware due to due to yoga maya, they are unaware that they are situated in the highest perfection, and this creates an atmosphere of sweetness.
So what's the question?
I thought maybe, he could explain that a little more. How maybe it's
asking any question?
Yes, making some comment.
Huh?
He is told that previous...
Who is he?
Dhanvantari.
Huh?
Dhanvantari. Dhanvantari.
Dhanvantari.
I don't follow.
Dhanvantari.
Dhanvantari. What does he say?
He is told that previously you said the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan are unaware of their perfected stage.
Okay.
Of their perfection. They're unaware, they're covered by Yogamaya and unaware of their perfection. And in this way, they are receiving the highest anandam.
This way they are?
They are receiving the highest bliss.
Oh.
He just wants to say that and hear your some comment about that.
He says that they are ignorant. Gramsunna bhakti means ignorant. And how they can feel the highest ecstasy? This is the question.
Yes, that is it, yes.
Huh?
Yes, they're unaware of their perfected stage. They're unaware that Krishna is God. And in this way, they're experiencing the highest bliss.
That is, what is his real point?
Real point is he has heard you saying this.
That they are, Gansunna means they have no knowledge.
Yes.
No feeling.
Yes.
He wants to say that.
Yes.
This is
Gansunna bhakti means no feeling. Huh?
He wants you to speak more on that.
This is creating an atmosphere of charm which is greater than the Vaikuntha Vasis who know
because
that
of perfect. Because of Gyanshunna Bhakti, an atmosphere of beauty and charm and love is created, which is higher than Vaikuntha.
Higher than?
Vaikuntha.
Then? Began the knowledge of self-interest. Knowledge means the knowledge, the feeling of self-interest. That vanished. And everything coming from the sight of the Absolute. When our individual calculation of interest vanishes and the whole thing comes from the Absolute side, we are best benefited. Gansunna, they completely surrender and the careless about his own selfish enjoyment and is wholly given to the disposal of the Absolute. They are in that stage only when self-calculation of self-satisfaction vanishes and Absolute flow is allowed wholly to embrace me or to inundate me, I am best benefited there. Selfish ego gives opposition to the dealing coming from the Absolute. Totally careless of their own selfish enjoyment, in the service of the Lord. From the other side, just something comes from subconsciousness. That is, in the intellectual zone, by calculation we are not getting, but something supplied from outside, some out knowledge, and it gives me answer, something like that. The egoistic attempt for self-calculation of the interest of self-appreciation and self-gain, that is totally gone. And the whole self-surrender, and all that is coming to him from the Absolute. There we gain the best gainer in that position. Unconditional surrender, without searching, rather always very eager to sacrifice the ego for the satisfaction of the Absolute. Does not care for any loss and gain, no calculation arising from the tiny ego of one's own. But the Absolute ego is interfering wholly and dealing everything on his behalf. There we gain our highest gainer. Do you understand now? Follow?
Yes, I follow.
Yes. Yes, Guruji.
No selfish calculation for his own satisfaction. Knowledge. No knowledge, personal knowledge to utilize for his own gain. All given for the service with the greatest risk. Self-effacement to totality. Then whatever comes, all comes from the Absolute side. And there we gain the highest gainer. Personal interest wholly merged into the Absolute interest, recklessly. When it is recklessly thrown into the Absolute, all personal interest, then it is parokiya in the gopi, the highest reach of our gain. Recklessly thrown into the ocean of Absolute pastimes, particular ego, individual ego, then he is highest gain gets. That comes from outside, as if from underground or from the unknown quarter. It is coming and making him cheerful. Not from ego, his own ego. Anundam Bhushibardhanam. As he carelessly thrown into the ocean of ecstasy. And on the floating current, carried by the current of the Absolute joy, no self-consciousness. Self-consciousness in the sense of acquiring his own blissfulness. Passive. Passive. Degree of negativity attracts the positive to that intensity. As much negative attracting positive so much. no such assertion in the, that is in the positive, self-assertion. Negative, you give at the disposal of the positive.
For the whole lifetime.
I can't hear. Can't
he says that is sufficient to think about for a whole lifetime.
Huh? To think about whole lifetime, yeah.
Only.
Lives together.
Only.
No end. No end. That is my master's property, not mine. We have to think in that way. That is the property of my Gurudev, of my Lord. Superior knowledge, that is guru, my Guru, part of my Guru, my Master, that my guardian.
Maharaj, Bhakti Ranjan, Bhakti Sar Maharaj. Can you explain something about his name? His name, meaning? Bhakti Ranjan, Bhakti Sar.
Satyasya satyam rita satyam netram in Bhagavata. The substance of the substance. The life of the life, bhakti shar, the very inner substance of the devotion, and that can satisfy ranjan, which can satisfy all different types of devotion, or can satisfy all through devotion, by distributing devotion, ranjan. Ranjan means to satisfy others by a particular color, by showing a particular color to attract the outsiders, ranjan, by devotion. And who is he who can do so? The life of life, the devotion of devotion, that the very central thing of devotion. Sar means the inner substance. Sar. Just as in a trunk, in a wooden trunk, we find in the middle portion a very stiff than the outer portion of the wood, the inner portion, that is shar, we are told. So internal substance of everything is called shar, the inner substance of the devotion in general, which can color all by the by the drink of devotion, by that is bhakti ranjan bhakti shah, that kind of potency of the Lord, not independent existence, but a particular potency of the Lord which has got such qualification, that would be the meaning. And that will be his ideal, to aspire after that ideal, to acquire that position in life, that will be his.